I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad, the shape I'm in, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston.
And welcome to SwampSwami.com. Sports commentary and a little anyette for you too. Today, James Harden's mama knows. For the NBA Houston Rockets, this week's big question is, where is James Harden? As the professional basketball team is practicing for their upcoming season, the team's feature player remains AWOL. Recent reports have seen the 31-year-old 6'6" bearded scoring machine in both Atlanta and Las Vegas, not in Houston. After the Rockets acquired James Harden from Oklahoma City back in 2012, the Houston Rockets have been a consistent playoff team. They've been in the playoffs every single season since Harden came to H-Town. Unfortunately, the team has not advanced to the NBA Finals during his 8 years with the franchise. And during last season, the Rockets finished fourth in the NBA's Western Conference and then lost, as usual, in the second round of the playoffs to eventual champions, the Los Angeles Lakers. The James Harden years with the Rockets have been quite good, but the team can never quite get to the finish line. Though expectations have been dashed in Houston, a number of other NBA cities would be very happy to have a James Harden type of team in the playoffs every season. Right, New York? The Rockets have literally attempted to build their franchise around this gifted scorer who's been an 8-time NBA All-Star, who also won the league's Most Valuable Player trophy back in 2018. The team's ownership and fans have embraced the beard as the hairy face of this franchise. And why not? James Harden has led the NBA in scoring for 3 straight seasons by averaging over 30 points per game in each of the last 3 years in Houston. Harden gets to the free throw line more than any other NBA player and converts 86% of those attempts. Harden's prolific scoring prowess reminds me a little bit of San Antonio Spurs legend George the Iceman Gervin. During his playing career during the 70s and 80s, Gervin needed the basketball in his hands, just like James Harden, to be the most effective. Both Harden and George Gervin have career scoring averages over 25 points per game. George Gervin's teams, like Harden, have been consistent qualifiers for the playoffs, but never won a championship during his Hall of Fame career either. And unfortunately for both players, there's just one basketball on the floor, but there are 4 other players on the team. Winning basketball games during the regular season is much easier than winning a grueling 7-game series in the playoffs, as the teams can develop a strategy to thwart the opponent's star players. The other 4 teammates can't be expected to start playing a different role after 82 regular season games of just standing around and watching your primary scorer take most of the shots. In Houston, the Rockets have tried and failed to build a championship team around the high-scoring James Harden. Among the other prominent teammates who have come and gone during the Harden years include center Dwight Howard for 3 years, point guard Chris Paul for 1 year, and last year's pairing with former Oklahoma City teammate Russell Westbrook, who's been traded to the Washington Wizards after just 1 year in Houston. The Rockets made the playoffs in each season, but they never advanced to the championship round. Well, now there's a new sheriff in town, too. The Rockets were sold to Houston entrepreneur Tillman Fertitta 3 years ago for a whopping $2.2 billion.
Excellent.
The businessman, who also owns the Landry's restaurant chain and the Golden Nugget casinos, wants a winning team in Houston, but he also wants the team's payroll to be in line with their revenues, too. Tillman Fertitta's business segments, including the Houston Rockets, have been very hard hit by the pandemic in 2020 over all the business segments. He isn't used to losing this kind of money. A few months prior to the new owner taking control, James Harden agreed to a new contract with the Rockets, which gave him a 6-year, $228 million, or $38 million per season, deal which has 2 more years left on it. Now, last season, the Rockets' payroll was over $124 million. That's number 10 in the 30-team NBA. With the pandemic causing a cancellation of home games for the final third of last season and the entire playoffs, the Rockets most likely lost quite a bit of money. With another pandemic-limited season starting soon, the Houston Rockets appear to be ready to clean house and start over, with or without the missing James Harden. The team's general manager, Daryl Morey, has left for Philadelphia. The contract for coach Mike D'Antoni was not renewed, and he's now an assistant for the Brooklyn Nets. We'll get to them in a minute. Guard Russell Westbrook, whose contract paid him $38.5 million last year at Houston, well, he was recently shipped to the Washington Wizards in exchange for John Wall, a guard whose 2020 salary exceeds $40 million a year, and a 2023 first-round draft pick. For a team trying to pinch some pennies, though, the Westbrook for Wall move was quite curious. Well, this all brings us back around to James Harden once again. At 31 years of age, James Harden's clock is winding down on his chances to win an NBA championship. He knows it, and more importantly, his mother knows it too. Harden wants out of Houston in a bad way. He and Brooklyn Nets forward Kevin Durant apparently have been dreaming and scheming about finding a way for Harden to join Durant and guard Kyrie Irving in the Big Apple this season. James Harden now has the attention of the Houston Rockets. The beard has been a no-show for his preseason camp in Houston, and on Monday he was spotted partying in Las Vegas without a mask. His new head coach in Houston, Stephen Silas, said, quote, "As far as timetable, there is no timetable as far as I know, and it is a setback. You want your best player to be here." Well, this isn't really that hard to figure out. There are two factors at play right now. Number one, let's get the scoop about James Harden's intentions directly from his own mom. That's Monya Willis. In a recent interview, Mama Harden said, quote, "He's doing what's best for his career. He's worked hard every time he suited up for his job, giving 210%. He asked for a chance to get a ring, and that's it. Anyone in their right mind in this business would want that." Well, now the other factor about James Harden, it's a little stickier. The Rockets' new owner, Tillman Fertitta, is a Republican and a supporter of President Donald Trump. In today's NBA, though, that's the social equivalent of the owner having cooties. Another report stated that there was a revolt on the team over the owner's political preferences, and several players want to leave town. Something tells me that the Rockets' owner, Tillman Fertitta, is ready to grant some Christmas wishes soon to any malcontent basketball players on this team. With another year of financial losses ahead due to the lack of fans for home games, the Houston Rockets owner can afford to blow up this franchise and either cut or ship out any unhappy campers without fear of a significant fan backlash in the next year or so. This team will gladly trade future draft picks with those lower salaries than overpaying for expensive and oftentimes mediocre veteran players. And in the case of the team's big star, James Harden has pretty much sealed his own fate in Houston with this juvenile preseason stunt. If the Brooklyn Nets don't offer the Rockets a trade deal as good as that might be coming from any other NBA team, you should expect James Harden to be traded soon. But instead of landing in Brooklyn, James Harden just might find himself living in a colder climate and playing for a much worse team that he has been playing with in Houston. At least he'll have his $38 million per season and his beard to help keep him warm. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston.